But in the meantime, the Wolverine has to hang on in all his might to hold off the giant skunk. And it was this time nobody can even do any damage to the giant skunk. Nobody explains exactly how big the giant skunk was. Must have been bigger than a moose or anything. So finally they said, we cannot do. We can't do any damage much. Even the Wolverine managed to say a few words from his position, and he says, come on, do something, I can't hold off this forever. So they said, finally they decide we should call on our brother Giant Link, Popcat. Even the ordinary links couldn't do much damage. So they called this a giant bobcat to come and assist them. But due to this bobcat behavior, took a long time to come across the lake where he was living. Halfway through, he has to sit down because he had cramps on his legs. Finally, he approached and he says, why in the heck do you have to bother me in my afternoon nap? So they said, we have this giant skunk here, see? We can't do anything with it. Now he has to feed, let's go this guy, and then that's it, we have it. So finally says, see. So the bobcat climb on the big tree where they have chosen. And then he jumped on the giant skunk neck. Began to work on him with his teeth, with his claws, everything he has. Took a long time. Finally, the effect took place on the giant skunk, plus other wounds he received from the minor animals. He began to sink on his front paws and the rear ends. Finally, he gave limp and he died. So the animals won. They cheered, they screamed, they jumped, but the Wolverine was still in there, hanging on. Finally they said, he's dead, you can let go. But due to the pressure that was there naturally, when the Wolverine pulled away, some of the spread goes right into his face, to his garment and everything. And he turned blind, couldn't see, and he was suffering. Just screaming and just twisting in the ground and couldn't do anything. So he begged and he says, take me into the water hole so I can wash my eyes. And they said, no, you can't do that because you're going to pollute the water. And he was suffering. Finally the suffering began to subside a little bit, but he still couldn't see. So the animals, the wise ones, they said, we can't allow you to wash here on the lake, because if you do, the water is going to be polluted. And the humans who will come to exist later may not be able to survive, and so is the rest of us. So the Wolverine says, what am I able to do? Well, they said, you should go in to wash your body into the large body of water which existed towards where we came from, where we came from. So that is due east. So he says, point me towards it. So they said, yes, we will point you towards it and keep traveling until you hit the water, then wash. And then they pointed at him towards east. And they instructed him, whatever you come into a stumble into, ask to it where it's located, to keep you fade up that you don't give up. It will tell you exactly where we are, how far the water is, and that will keep you going. So it happens.